Brethren, go ahead and talk to God. That's not just a mere song, but indeed, do you long to get deeper and deeper with God? And thank God we are now in the moment of encountering the Holy Spirit. He is the only one that can take us more deeper and deeper. He is the only one that can reveal to us the depths of the love of God. He is the only one that can reveal to us the height of the love of Christ. He is the only one that can reveal to us the breadth of the love of Christ. Lord, hold me close in your embrace. Oh, go ahead and talk to God. More of you is all I desire. The only thing I long for is to be in your presence. And thank God you are here in his presence. Isaiah 39 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall be blessed. Blessed are they that wait upon the Lord. And we are here to receive, to have a fresh encounter with him. And tonight, the Lord God Almighty will minister his grace unto us. There is an hope, and that's to obtain grace in his presence. And I pray tonight, you will receive grace in the presence of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are grateful unto you, for another hour has come, that Christ may be glorified. As you speak, O God, to us, we are here to hear exactly what you have in mind to speak to us even this evening. Open our understanding to understand the scripture. Sweet Holy Spirit, we know you are here already. For your word said, where two or three of us are gathered in your name, you are here in our midst to ensure that Christ be glorified. Christ alone shall be glorified even in our gathering this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. I bring myself under the influence of the Holy Spirit, not I, but he alone shall be highly exalted, and all praise and glory shall be his, and the blessings and the benefits shall be ours in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' most exalted name, you are prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. You are welcome again to the presence of the Most High God. I decided to give a title to the little exhortation this afternoon. Set us in the way of his steps. Set us in the way of his steps. Set us in the way of his steps. And I read Psalm 85 verses 9 through 13. Psalm 85, verses 9 through 13. The title, Set Us in the Way of His Steps. Psalm 85, verses 9 through 13. Surely, His salvation is near to them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are meet together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield our increase. Verse 13. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, and righteousness shall set us in the way of his steps. Last year the theme is Revive Us, O Lord. And I believe that has not ended with last year. So we are still in the season of revival. And in the season of revival, there is true worship of God restored back into the temple of God. The temple of God is being rebuilt again. The spiritual temple, that's myself and yourself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, Paul was saying, know ye not
that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So we are the temple of the Most High God, and the Spirit of God dwell in us. This same thing was repeated in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, that we are the temple of the Most High God. But verse 20 added, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So we are the temple of the Most High God. And verse 9b says, that glory may dwell in our land. So we are his temple. God expects us to reflect his glory. He expects that our life should be an home base for his glory. A place where his glory resides continually. Our lives is supposed to display his glory. We are to reflect his glory. Bible says we are being changed to into his image from one level of glory to another, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord is interested in bringing out the glory of God in our life, in reflecting the glory of God in our life. And thank God for the name that we bear, the Glory Tabernacle. And myself, the glory men, then the women, the glory women, the glory youth. So, in the mind of God, from the beginning, he has proposed that we should reflect the glory. He said, his glory shall dwell in our land. So our lives should be the temple of the Most High God, reflecting the glory of God. Then the physical temple, which is the body of Christ and the church of God, the physical building that we see, is also reformed. There's a reformation taking place. And whether you want to believe it or not, God is coming to reform his church. He's coming to release his glory, that the church of Christ may reflect the glory of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 1, starting from verse 20, like that, God was complaining. He was saying through the prophet that this is supposed to be a house of righteousness. But he said there are harlots that are taking place. Harlots took over. The priests are supposed to do justice and judgment. But they said they are looking for their own gain. They are interested in their gain. And that is what is happening in the church of God for now. A lot of harlotry, a lot of seditious spirit taking over even the altars in the church of our God. But God said in verse 26 of that Isaiah chapter 1, he said, I will restore thy judges as at first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. So, in the season of restoration, of revival, God brings restoration. He brings back people, servants of God, leaders that really walk in the fear of God, that are willing to do the will of God, that are ordered, that are set in the right step of the Lord God Almighty. He said, I will restore justice as at first, and thy counselor as at the beginning. Afterward, thereafter, after God has done that, he said, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. So the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere of the church will change. And everybody will declare the church as the city of righteousness, the faithful city. In verse 27, it says, Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and are converted with righteousness. So everyone called by the name of the Lord will have a right standing with God and will be able to walk upright. God said, I will do it. I will do it. I will restore. So both the spiritual and the physical temple shall be restored in the season of righteousness. And that's what it means, that God is setting us in his own step. There's a way that he wants us to live. There's a way he wants us to go, and he will put us aright. In verse 10 of the Psalm that we read, Psalm 85, verse 10 to 11, God was saying, mercy and truth will be seen in the land, the church. In my life, mercy and truth will meet together. righteousness, and peace will kiss one another. Truth shall spring out. Men will begin to observe the commandment of God, and they will begin to assess the promise of God. We are not able to assess the promise of God as God expected of us because righteousness has not taken place fully, its full course, even in the midst of the church. So, righteousness, truth will spring forth, and the people of God will assess the promise of God that are laid down for us, even in His word. Righteousness shall rain down from heaven. That's purity and holiness. Was so talking in Isaiah that you don't need anybody to teach you again. But I will be spirit. I will pour clean water upon you. And I will sprinkle that clean water. And I will clean you up. And I will make you clean. And you will walk by my status. You will keep my commandments and the truth. So God Himself is going to cause righteousness to rain down, even from heaven, and say, and God shall give that which is good. Our land shall yield its increase. Souls will be harvested into the kingdom of God, because the mountain of our God will be exalted above every other mountain. And men shall do what? They will flow into it. Men will flow into it. Then he said there, lastly, and God will set us in the way of His step. And that's what we are going to dwell on even this evening. God will set us in the way of His step. In the season of revival, the Spirit of God is always around to set us aright, even in the way of the step of the Lord. That Isaiah 30:21 says, and then you will hear in your ears from behind you a word saying, what's the word saying? This is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. Earlier in 20 was saying, your teachers will no longer be hidden. They will no longer be hidden. You can hear them clearly. And for us in this season, the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher that we have. And He will tell us, this is the way to go. No wonder David began to pray in Psalm 118:19. Open to me the gates of righteousness. Open unto me the gates of righteousness, and I will go in them. And I will praise the Lord. Let the door of righteousness be open unto me, and I can walk therein. Say, the gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Open unto us. Open unto me. So God setting us in His righteousness will cause His righteousness to go before us. And it will now enable all the saints to walk before Him in righteousness and in true holiness. You know, Paul was talking about the end time. He said to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, I haven't mentioned so many things. People will become LDA and all these things. Then when he got to verse 5, he said, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. That means for me to turn away, I'm able to identify that these ones are not genuine children of God. He said, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They dress like godly people, they talk like godly people, but the power that will back them up to lead a righteous life is not given unto them. But at this season, there will be genuineness in our profession. If somebody says he or she is a Christian, check it, turn it here and there, the person will indeed be a child of God. That's when righteousness is going before us. God's power will gain control. His power will gain control in our conduct. His power will have control in the way we behave. His power will have control in guiding us. Paul was talking to the Philippian church. He said, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 now, he said, now even much more when I'm not around, you are able to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But he told us the reason in verse 13. He said, because It is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, his power is taking charge of the way we conduct our conduct, our conversation. The power of God will take hold. So, God will give us, is the one that can give us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. The desire will be there. I want to please God, and the Spirit of God will supply the strength and the power that I needed to walk in a way that is pleasing unto God. His Spirit will also help us to want to obey. It will also help us to go ahead and obey. So the power of God will work in our lives and make us to walk in accordance to the will of God. And one thing that His righteousness will do is to set us in His path. It will set us in the step of God. It will set us in the footsteps of God. What does that mean? God's righteousness will cause us to walk in the ways marked out by Him. In the way marked out by God. There are things that are there in His word. And God expects myself and yourself to walk in that way. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the step of the righteous man are what? Ordered by the Lord. Why? Because God takes delight in His way. So God Himself is delighted in each of our steps. He wants to take honor. And Paul was saying in Colossians chapter 3, 17, everything you do in words and in deeds, do it what? In the name of the Lord, giving thanks. So, everything we are doing it with the awareness that Christ must be glorified. No, Pastor Kumi said something, it just came to me now, that said, can you go and slap a brother and say, I slap you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, because you gave me the grace to slap this brother very well. So, it means God will give us the power. He wants to order the way we conduct ourselves. He's interested. That's what the righteousness of God set us in the path that God has set for us. In the path or in the pathway that God has marked out for us. When His righteousness set us in His path, it will teach us to continually and steadily keep His commandments. Continually and steadily we will keep His commandments. Then we will offer no resistance. We will not reject His help. We will offer no resistance, but follow Him cheerfully and obey His pure influence even upon us. Follow Him cheerfully and obey His influence, pure influence upon our life. David was saying in Psalm 23, verse 3b, He led me in the path of righteousness. He led me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. He guides me in the path of righteousness. God gives me the strength and helps me to do something that brings glory unto His name. He led me. And verse 4 is then being considered. When even though I walk. So when he began to walk, he now begins to mention the valley of the shadow of death. And then when you go in that path, there the rod and the staff is there to do what? My friend, you're not supposed to walk there. Don't go that way, my child. But God's interest is to lead us in the path of righteousness. And then He restores our soul. So let us responsibly or be responsive to and submit to His control, I Gandians. Respond to Him. Submit to His control and His guidance joyfully, because He's ever willing to lead, to guide, and to direct us. He's ever willing to lead, to guide, and to direct us. So let us submit even unto Him. See, it will cause us to walk in the way wherein he walked. There's a path that our Lord Jesus Christ followed and is a perfect example. And every time he's going, he will tell us, whatever you see me do is what my Father is doing. But when he was going, he called the attention of the disciple to the person that helped him to fulfill his life or to walk in that way. And that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. So he told them, I'll pray the Father, he will give you another comforter. And that man, the comforter, will guide you, will lead you, he will dwell in you, he will abide in you. In John chapter 16, verse 13, he said, howbeit, he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you into all truth. Listen. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself. What's he saying? He will not present himself. He is not going to present his own ideas unto us. But whatever is passed unto him by the Father, that he will pass unto us. So, just as I was telling them, this is the way I succeeded. The Holy Spirit will always pass what is in the mind of the Father unto me. So he said, he will guide you into all truth, because he will not speak of himself. Whatever he received of the Father, he will speak unto you, and he will show you things to come. He will reveal unto you things to come. So, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is the greatest agent of God to enlighten us, to quicken us, to strengthen us, and to guide us into all truth. He's the greatest agent of God that will enlighten us, that will quicken us, that will strengthen us, that will guide us into all truth. Meaning what? He will guide us in all our transaction concerning the kingdom of God. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as allow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in their lives are who? Are the sons of God. So as true children of God, we should let God's Spirit lead us. We should, one, submit to his influence and control. Submit. Because we are told that he will guide us into all truth. So, what is expected of me is to walk before him in obedience. Obey his suggestions. Obey his suggestion. That John chapter 16 verse 13 says, he will not speak of himself. So he knows exactly the will of the Father concerning you and concerning me. Allow his inspiration. Allow him to inspire you. Paul was comparing the flesh and the spirit. Then he gave an advice. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. And he says, this I say then, that as in conclusion, this I say then, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh. This I say then, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh. Live the way the Spirit leads you. Then you will not do the evil things your sinful self desire. Walk or let the Spirit of God lead you. And you will not do what? You will not do the evil things that your sinful self desire. You know, John was talking in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Say, what is in this world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the what? And the pride of life. No wonder Apostle Paul in that Galatians chapter 19 was not saying the works of the devil. He says what? The works of the flesh are this. So he said, when you walk in the spirit, you will not do what? You will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. You will be free. and you will be able, you will succeed in preventing this godless human nature. The flesh will always demand for its own thing. But when you walk in the Spirit, when you allow the Holy Spirit to influence your life, you will not be under the influence even of the flesh. As we willingly yield to his influence, suggestions, and submit to his control, then we can say he is setting us in the way of his step. He is setting us in the way of his step. How? He helps to mortify our members that are here. Put to death pride. He subdues ungodly passion and destroy lust in our hearts. You know, Colossians chapter 3 was saying, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. But another version says, for your life on the earth is done. It's no more. Your life on this earth is no more. You have a secret life. You have a secret life. That's the spiritual life now. In Christ or with Christ in God. You have a secret life. So the spirit life now controls the physical life. The spirit life now takes control over the flesh. And that was why he was able to say in verse 5, mortify. Because by my own physical strength, I will not be able to put my body under subjection. So because the life you are living before is gone. Now you have a secret life. You have a life, a spirit man in you that's able to assist us in doing what? Putting to death, mortifying even our members that are here. When he set us in the way of his step, is interested to increase in us the spirit of prayers. Is interested to increase in us the spirit of prayers. What does it do? It creates in us an habitual sense of the need to pray. There's an urge in the inside that wants me to talk to God. Just like I was saying before I started the parable in Luke chapter 18, men always ought to pray and not faint. Men always ought to pray and not faint. But Paul put it this way. Ephesians 6:18, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So it means if I will pray and not faint, I need the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit asks us to pray in every season at all times. 1 Thessalonians 5:7, pray without ceasing. And on every occasion, we are at alert and watchful in the Spirit. We are, by the help of the Holy Spirit, at alert and we are watchful. When Joseph was going to be crucified, he took the three apostles, the disciples that were closer to him, and he took them a little bit further from the other. I said, pray along with me. I'm going further to go and pray. The Bible said, when he was praying, when he came back, he met them sleeping. He said, are you people sleeping? He woke them up. He still went and came back and met them sleeping again. And the third time, he met them sleeping. And I said, sleep on. Sleep on. Continue to sleep. And you know, sometimes when we are praying, we are struggling with sleep, Abby. Thank God, just like I will not say sleep on, Abby. He told them, sleep on. But I told them, watch and pray. Though the Spirit indeed is willing. That is, there is a grace that is available to you to pray. But the flesh is weak. So, they were still struggling with the flesh. So, but the flesh overcame them. But for us, as we yield to the influence of the Holy Spirit, you will know that when you say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray. You that you thought you are going to pray for 1 hour, you just spend a longer hour. So, you are praying. You are making supplication in the Spirit. So, just like I tell them, go ahead and sleep on. You will not sleep the sleep of death in the name of Jesus Christ. So, when he set us in his ways, what does he do? Increase the spirit of prayer in us. He puts an urge in us to pray. He set us to be at alert and very watchful in the place of prayer. If you're going to pray without ceasing, then you must pray about everything. You must even pray in your dream, Abby. You must pray. But the Spirit of God asks us to pray when we yield unto him. He grows love of God's truth in us. It grows the love of God's truth in us. Increase our love for God's word and make his word to abide in us. As of the Apostles chapter 17 verse 1, the Berean Christians were praised. Why? Said they are more nobles than other Christians. Why? Because they gave attention to the word of God. They received the word of God with readiness of mind. They gave attention. And the Bible said, they searched the scripture daily. So, it was a daily thing for them. They received the word of God with readiness of mind. They gave attention to it. And the Bible said, on a daily basis, they searched the scripture. Can it be said like Paul was saying concerning Timothy? 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. But for you, from your childhood, you are acquainted with the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. So God wanted us to get closer, even to the Scripture, to love the Word of God. So the Holy Spirit helps us, and it creates the love for the truth in us. The love for the Word of God, even in us, and we are able to search the scripture. Even just guys, when they went for the feast, the parents left him in the temple. Abi, he seated with the nobles, with the rulers of his time. And the Bible said they were discussing the scripture. So, if the Holy Spirit helped our Lord Jesus Christ, he can help you, he can help me. He controls our view of the love of God in Christ. He controls. Thank you for my elder last week. He was sharing us with us the benefit of the love of God. He controls our view. He brings an understanding of the depth of the love of Christ even unto us. He makes us to know and appreciate the love of God in Christ Jesus. He said, it's the Spirit of God that shed the love of Christ abroad in our hearts. By who? By the Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit helps us to be able to know how dearly God loves us. How dearly he loves us. Can you open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 20? Look at the prayer of Apostle Paul for that church in Ephesus. Been trying to pray that prayer for myself. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 through 20. Ephesians 3, 14 to 20. He says, Paul was saying, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, he that is unlimited in resources, that he will grant unto you and unto me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, or you, be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, to have an understanding with all the saints, What is the breadth and length and depth and height? Four dimension. What is the breadth, the length and depth and height? And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, is beyond your understanding. Then how do I know it? If it's beyond our understanding. Which passes all understanding, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. And that's what caught me. So when the level of understanding of the love of God I have determined on the measure of God that I have. So when I have a full understanding of the love of God, the fullness of God is passed across unto me. But it didn't stop there. Look at verse 20. Now unto him, he's not addressing the person that will do the work. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. What is that power working in us? The power of the Holy Spirit. So, the power of the Holy Spirit can open my understanding and your understanding to the depth, the height, the breadth, and the length of the love of God. And the more I understand that, the more of the fullness of God I possess. The more I understand it, the more of the fullness of God I carry. No wonder the Bible was talking about Jesus Christ, that the Lord Almighty filled you with the Spirit without measure. And that means for Paul to say this, he has experienced that a little bit. So he said, I bow down my knees continually that you will get to this realm. He said, the answer to this prayer is beyond me and beyond you. But you have a personality. And who is that personality? The Holy Spirit. That wants to control my view, your view, our view, even of the love of God for us. Also, to set us in the way of his step is to take away sense of weakness and depression in the place of prayer. Sense of weakness and depression. You know, sometimes there's nothing that is interesting as your prayer being answered when you pray immediately, Abby. But when it does not happen sometimes, depression may set in. Worthlessness. You see, what does it mean? Does God really answer prayer? Brother, God answer prayer. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Let me read it from us from the easy to understand Bible. Easy to understand Bible. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Easy to understand Bible says, and in the same way, the Spirit is a help to our feeble hearts. In the same way, the Spirit understand our weaknesses, Abi, is a help to our feeble heart. For we are not able to make prayer to God in the right way. But the Spirit puts our desires into words which are not in our power to say. We are weak. I don't understand it again. That's why I would say, when you speak in tongues, you are doing what? You are speaking mystery to God. Even Satan cannot decode it. You are speaking what? Mysteries to God. So, he has to pray. He puts our desires in words which we don't have power. We don't have the right word to say it. We don't have the right word. Verse 27. And he who is the searcher of the heart has knowledge of the mind of the Spirit. Because he is making prayers for the saints in agreement with the mind of God. He's making prayers for us, myself and yourself, in agreement with the mind of God. So to set us in the way of his step means to develop in us the spirit of perseverance and patience. Never give up attitude. Never give up. Even though it seems as if the prayer is not answered, but I'm not giving up. I want to persevere. I'm waiting patiently, believing that one day the Lord will visit me. Abi, believing that one day my own time will come. Believing that one day the Lord will have compassion on me. Believing that one day the Lord will have regard for my prayers. That was what he said concerning the children of Israel. They were in slavery for 400 years and 30 years extra. But one day, the Bible says, and the Lord had regard for the prayer of the children of Israel. So, believe him. There's perseverance. Never give up. Frequent in the place of prayer. Fervent in the place of prayer. Frequent and fervent. Bible was talking in James chapter 5 verse 17. Say, Elias was a man of life passion, like myself and yourself. Bible said, he prayed that it will not rain for the space of 3.5 years. And Bible said, and it did not rain. Verse 18 said, and he prayed again. He prayed again. And heaven gave rain. And 1 Kings 18 made us to realize the way that he prayed. He said he put his head in between his legs and began to pray. And the first time he told the man, go and check. And when he was praying, Ahab went to, he said, go and eat, don't worry, go and eat, go and carry it, go be going. And he went like that. And the man went. He said, no, I didn't see anything. He said, go back again. Go back again. 7 times. Like we said, the number of hours that he spent in each of those times, we were not told. But let's assume it is just 1 hour. So that means he prayed like that for 7 hours. So he was not going to give up. So it's only the Spirit of God that will not allow us to give up in the place of prayer. Though it seems as if those things are not changing, it seems as if they are not happening, those things are not happening, but my head catches something, and that would not leave me very far. I said, whenever you go to the presence of God in the place of prayer, you are not going to come out the same way you enter. And that's the truth. So don't feel that nothing has happened. Something is happening in the spiritual realm. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. So the Spirit of God enables us not to give up. We persevere. We patient. We pray until our joy is full. Until your joy is full. And I pray, your joy shall be full in the name of Jesus Christ. Until your joy is full. He also does what? He harmonizes our will with the will of God. He brings to us the will of the Father and put them together and help us to submit our own will to the will of God. That's God setting us in his own step. He harmonizes them. In that Romans chapter 8 verse 27 says, he makes prayer for the saints in agreement. The easy to understand Bible that we read says, in agreement with the mind of God. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, ear nor ear heard, neither enter into the heart of men. But who brings it to our heart? The Holy Spirit makes us to perceive it, Abi, as own children. Said, neither has he entered to the heart of men those things that God has prepared for them that love him. Look at verse 10. But God revealed them to us by his Spirit. God made them known, or make known unto us his secret. By who? By his Holy Spirit. Don't he show us all things? For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. And Paul begins to explain more about that. He said, the Spirit, those who are in the Spirit, they will understand the things of the Spirit. But verse 16 caught my attention again. Verse 16 said, for who have the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? How many of you can give instruction to him? You have the mind of God and you can give instruction. But he ended up by saying, but we have the mind of Christ. What's he saying? We know the thoughts. We know the feelings. We know the purpose of God. We know the heart of God. We understand these things. By who? By those people. We all have understanding of the will of God. For we have the mind of Christ. God reveals the mind of Christ unto us. We know this thing. By who? By the help of the Holy Spirit. So we can think the way Christ is thinking. We can think the way Christ is thinking. And that's what the Spirit does for us. That's how he won't help us. That's why he said, that angel says, then you have the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Because we can think even the way our Lord just says thinks. And how is he thinking? Just like we always say, whatever you see me do is what my Father is doing. Not my will, O God, but thy will be done. In every situation. Not my will, O God, but your will. So Paul said, because the Spirit of God reveals the secret things of God to us, we can claim that we have the mind of Christ. We know exactly what is going on in the mind of God. Then he strengthens us, or strengthens our faith in God's promise. He strengthens, the only thing strengthens our faith in God's promise. I know just like I was just going, when he got to the temple, Luke chapter 18, chapter 4 verse 18, and he began to speak. He began to speak. Something came upon him. He just received a revelation. And boldness came upon him. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has chosen me. And he has said to send me. He noticed that. So there was faith in him that this is the promise of God for my life. And that's, it happens to us. Now just study the word of God. Just open your understanding to the promise of God. And there's a strength that comes within. I said, no. This for me. And you will insist. So just I began to proclaim. Said, the Spirit of God is upon me. And he has anointed me. No wonder I told disciples in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. He said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witness. Peter was the first person that denied him. But immediately the Holy Spirit came upon Peter. He stood up boldly and declared the counsel of God. And the Bible said, 3,000 souls gave their lives to Christ. Stephen, they were stoning him. They were stoning Stephen. But there's a strength. There's a promise that came to him that, don't worry, you will make it to heaven. And the man began to say, I saw the heavens open. And I saw him seated. I said, blasphemy. They began to stone him. And he said, God, don't lay this thing to their charge. He said, don't. It's just like the word I just can't say, Abby. Don't take it against them, for they do not know what they are doing. So there was a strength that came upon him to have faith in the promise that God gave unto him. And that's what the Spirit of God wants to do unto us. But, my brethren, we need to allow him to yield unto him. So it is evident that we cannot control our lives. It's not possible. It's not possible. But God is in charge. We said earlier, the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. As we submit ourselves to him, the Holy Spirit, he will guide us into peace. And his righteousness will set us in the way to walk in. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I need you. Every I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come. Prayer this evening. Oh, precious Lord, oh, tender voice like thine can be so cold. I need thee. Talk to God. Lord, set me to walk in the ways you have marked out for my life. There are ways that God has marked out for our life. To crown it up this morning, when Pastor Joseph came to Good Morning Jesus, was sharing with us that over the night, God brought him to the life of Jeremiah, and God was saying, I have a destiny I've marked out for you, and as you obey me, I will lead you to my destiny. Ask God to set you to walk in the ways he has marked out for your life. There are ways that the Lord God Almighty has marked out for you. Set me in the way. Set me, O God. Bible says you shall hear a voice behind you telling you, this is the way to walk. Grant unto me the spirit of obedience, O God, to walk in the way that you are asking me to walk, when I turn to the right or turn to the left. Hey, you will hear a voice. You will hear your teacher, the Holy Spirit. You will hear the Comforter telling you, this is the way that God has marked out for you. Walk therein, whether to the right or to the left, whether to turn to the right or turn to the left. And he gave an instruction, walk in it, walk in it, walk in it. God will not force you, he will not force me to walk in it. I am the one that must obey him to walk in the path that he has set out for me. There are paths that are marked out for you in life. There are paths that are marked out for me. Just as God to the scripture and he saw, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed him. And he was able to fulfill even the divine counsel of God for his life, because he allowed the Holy Spirit to lead him, even to walk in the path that God has marked out for him. Open your mouth and talk to God. Masete kombraya. Malepo sotaya. I will not go astray. I will not leave that path. I will not go astray. I will not leave that path. I will not behave like King Saul. God has a mark out plan for his life, that he will become king and his descendants will remain king. But God said, fire be it for me, because you despise me. I will not despise even godly counsel. I will not despise the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and talk. I will not despise your guidance. I will not despise your leading, because there are ways that God has set out that you will walk therein, that I may walk therein. Open your mouth and talk to God. Grant me grace to submit to your influence. Grant me grace to submit to your control. Grant me grace to submit to your influence. Grant me grace to submit to your control. Only things ever interested in teaching of. Jesus Christ said, he will teach you, guide you to all truth. He will teach you all things. He will not speak of himself. He will not speak of himself. Whatever he received from the Father, whatever he received from the throne of grace, that he will speak. Grant unto me grace, O God, to submit to your influence, O God, to submit into your control willingly, O God. Grace to do what is pleasing unto you. I will not resist guidance and instruction, Lord. I will not resist guidance and instruction, but cheerfully and joyfully, I will follow every instruction that you are passing across unto me. Joyfully. Joyfully. Cheerfully. I will follow all instructions that you are passing across unto me. Guide me, O Lord, into all truth. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Hey, I will hear you. Take away every fear. Take away every limitation that will not allow me to hear you. Open my understanding to understand as you pass a message across unto me. God is willing to set us even in his footsteps. He wants to set us aright. He wants to direct us. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to guide us. Makaposu to praya. Makaposu to praya kalia. Maliprasu to pro. Ragagabu shantaya. Makaposu to praya katilia. Ragabo shetilia. Yea, masete kopa yapalia. Mangabo sete yepusia. I will hear my teacher continually. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lord, take away every sense of weakness and depression in the place of prayer. Create in me a never give up attitude. Lord, make me fervent and frequent in the place of prayer. Create in me an habitual sense to pray. Let an urge to pray. The Bible said, Jesus Christ was the one that said, men always ought to pray and not faint. Lord, I am fainting. Help me. I need your constant influence upon my life, Holy Spirit. Influence my prayer life, O God. Influence my prayer life. Influence my prayer life constantly. I need your influence. I need your influence upon my prayer life. Make me an habitual prayer person. Grant unto me the grace and the urge to tarry in your presence in the place of prayer. Influence my prayer life. Take control. Influence. Have great influence upon the way I pray. I submit my weakness unto you. I submit my tiredness unto you. I bring myself unto you. Fill me, O Lord, with this sense of prayer. Fill me, O Lord, with this heart of prayer, that I may pray, I may make supplication in the same, that I will pray until my joy is full. I won't give up in the place of prayer until my joy is full. I won't give up in the place of prayer until my joy is full. I will not lose my strength in the place of prayer. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit, to pray. Let prayer be part of my life, O God. Let prayer be part of my life. Help me, O Lord. God, understand your weakness, brother. Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping like the apostles are sleeping? Are you sleeping? It's an hour of prayer. There's grace. The grace of prayer and supplication. Let it fall upon me. Are you sleeping like the apostle? Just let God to them. He says, sleep on. Sleep on. Sleep on. You will not sleep the sleep of death. I will not sleep the sleep of death. You will be worshipped. You will be alert. You will be sensitive in the spirit, in the place of prayer. The sensitivity that comes from the Holy Spirit shall be granted unto you and to me in the place of prayer. That's what Jesus Christ said. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. The sensitivity, the alertness that I need in the place of prayer, give unto me. Take away the weakness. Take away the tiredness. Take away the struggles in the place of prayer. Hey, brethren, are you talking to God? Rekepo sotoya. Mangreke sekele katia. Brayekepo soto praya. Take away this depression. Take away this weakness. Take away this worthlessness in the place of prayer. Take away this weakness, oh God. This tiredness. This power of sleep that will always overcome him when I want to pray. Lord, take them away. Take them away, Lord. Take them away. Makapo soto prayaka. Yeah. Bible says, until Zion prevail, they never brought forth. I want to prevail in the place of prayer. I want to pray until my joy is full. Until our joy is full as a people. We will not cease to pray. Until your joy is full. Until my joy is full, I will not give up. You will not give up. We will not give up. Mokapo soto prayakalia. Until our joy is full. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are going to pray that the Lord will set his church in the way of righteousness. He said, I will restore judgment as at first. Judges as at first. And counselor as at the beginning. Afterward, my city shall be called the city of righteousness. Open your mouth and pray for the church. That the church of God shall be restored. God will restore his church. He said, I will redeem Zion. 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 Until Zion is called the city of the Lord. Until our with your purifying fire. As a refiner and a purifier, Lord, sit upon Zion until the city of God, the church of God universal, is called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. God said, I will redeem. I will redeem. Masoto po yapaba. Purika basanda yakuriaba. Redeem your church. Purge and purify your church. Take away all the impurity. Let there be genuine repentance from every form of lawlessness. Lawlessness going on in the church. Iniquity and lawlessness taking over the church. Rekeposo to praya kalia. Thank you, Lord. Lastly, you're going to pray for yourself. The psalmist said in Psalm 118, verse 19, open the door of righteousness, and I may walk in continually. Lord, open for me the door of righteousness. Open the gates of righteousness, and the righteous shall walk into it. These gates, the righteous shall walk unto it. Open unto me the gates of righteousness, the doors of righteousness, that I will walk, because I am part of Zion. And the Bible said, I shall be righteous. Lord, open unto me continually the doors of righteousness, and I may walk therein, and I will praise your name, and I will walk therein, and I will praise your name. Open unto me continually the doors of righteousness. Brethren, open unto me, Lord, the doors of righteousness, and I will walk therein. Open unto me, Lord, the doors of righteousness, and I will walk therein.
Open the floodgates of your border, oh, and cause your rain to fall on me.
God. This is the longing of our heart, O God. Call the floodgates of your Holy Spirit, of your righteousness, of your holiness, of your power, of your purity, to open unto us, O God. Cause us to walk in this path of righteousness, in this path of holiness, in this path of purity, that will grow deeper and deeper in our love for you, O God. Lord, our heart desire, O God, is to become like Christ. Christ-like, O God. O Lord God, that will become more and more like Jesus. That will have, O God, this deeper and deeper fellowship, deeper and deeper relationship with the Spirit of the Living God. And the Spirit of the Living God will open our eyes to the deep truths of the purpose, of the plan, of the counsel of God for our life. Oh, He will guide us. He will lead us into all truth. And as He does that, the grace to express the fullness of the power, the fullness of the nature of God, we shall receive. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us in the place of prayer. Oh, Lord, strengthen us in the place of prayer. Oh, the pure delights of a single hour that we spend in your throne of grace. Oh, when we kneel in prayer, oh, God, shall be as friend to friend. As friend to friend, O God, we can tarry, we can stay long in the place of prayer, in the place of fellowship. Please strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us from the inner man, O God. O Jesus, we long to dwell in your presence, because in your presence is where we derive our strength, our joy. Oh, please, Lord, help us, O God. Take away this weariness. Take away this weakness. Take away this tiredness. Rather, Lord, infuse your power. Infuse your strength into us, O God, that we desire to stay and stay every time in your presence, O God. Like some people say, oh, how amazing is your tabernacle, O God. Ah, hold as a deep panther for the brooks of water. Lord, create the same longing into our hearts. Help us, O God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship and adore you, O God. Thank you, God. You have begun a new thing in us. It shall not go away. It shall remain with us. We shall revel in this new thing you are doing in our life, in our midst, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Until our joy is full and continue to overflow in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Even as we give the little token, O God, let it be acceptable in your sight, O God.